I think that that brings us to the finalization portion of the agenda. That's where we're ready to roll with those, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay, well then we're going to go to Division of Parks and Rec. Put Director Simpson on the spot here, but on the Spring Creek perspective.
Good afternoon, Chairman Olson, Commissioner, Secretary Roebling. Starting with the action item for the Spring Creek perspective. As you know, in the last couple of years, we did make a purchase up at Spring Creek, bought out that concession. We are currently managing the marina and cabins as an agency, which I think is working quite well for us. The missing piece of the puzzle there was the restaurant up at Spring Creek. As we purchased the concession, we were in a bit of a time crunch, went out for RFP in a rather quick manner. We weren't maybe as prepared as what we would like to have been, but we were able to secure a concessionaire up at Spring Creek who has operated the restaurant there for the last two seasons under one-year terms. That term is set to expire at the end of this year in October. We will be taking out an RFP and putting it on the street as we normally would, and be looking for someone to run the restaurant for us up at Spring Creek. As you know, when we got into this, we didn't really have a history for anyone to take a look at as far as bidding out the business. What we basically did was we provided pretty much everything for a startup business. From the forks and knives to the glasses to the kitchen equipment to the freezers, plates, and the whole nine yards were made available to the concession for their use. We basically were looking to just have the service up there. We know that the service is vital to running the marina, to renting the cabin, to serving the residents, the other residents up on the Spring Creek Peninsula. And so we were pretty open with what we offered and what we were willing to work with the concessionaire on and keeping that restaurant going up at Spring Creek. I don't know that a lot has changed with this particular RFP. We're gonna take it back out. We are gonna look for a three-year option. We would like to lock somebody up for at least 3 years with the opportunity to extend that a couple years past. If we find out that that's a good working relationship for both parties. We would ask this time around, we are going to ask for that entity to pay their own utility. We did pick up utilities in the previous two terms. We feel that that's at least a reasonable ask in the RFP. We are not going to be asking for concession fees. We just don't feel like there is, with a short-term contract with a gross revenue of around $200,000, that it's really prudent for us to be taking concession fees at this point in time. Some point in the future, that may be an option for us. But as of right now, that's kind of where we sit. Is going out for RFP. We'll put that on the street as soon as this body approves it, and we will begin the search for a new concessionaire up there. I think we've learned a lot along the way, some good, some bad, but we would definitely like to continue this service up there and find the next person who's willing to run the restaurant and provide great service up to those folks that are up at Spring Creek. So with that, Mr. Chair, I'd ask for approval to move the RFP forward and begin that process. We'll look, I believe it's 30 days to offer that perspective and see if we can find any operator at this country.
Sure. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you first. Does anybody have any questions, comments for Scott on the perspective? Mr. Chair?
Mr. Sharper, Scott, I just, just a comment. You and your team have done an amazing job of taking over Spring Creek and Boy Lake in the last year and a half. Strides you've made in making both those resorts more
Commissioner Sharp, and absolutely every ounce of credit goes to my folks that are on the ground. They, we didn't know what we were getting into on this thing, and they have performed at a level that I wasn't sure anyone would be able to perform. They've exceeded my expectations every time, and we see that every time with the folks that I have the privilege to work with every day. They are really an exceptional bunch of folks.
Yeah. Any other questions for Scott on this? I'll just tell you, I mean, I stayed up there, as you know, last week, and everything looked great. I mean, the cabins were tidy and orderly, and everything worked the way it was supposed to. And you know, there was, you know, the restaurant probably wasn't as successful as we'd like, but we've got our own food and the grills that the department provides, part of a cabin rental. It worked awesome. So, I mean, everything worked out. I was really happy with it. So, but good job to all those guys up there. And I got to tour Codger's Cove. That was more than interesting as well. There's a lot of fun stuff going on up there. I mean, they've got a new, you know, event center potentially coming in across the street from us that should bring, you know, weddings and has an on and off sale bar, I understand, going in there as well. The one thing I was going to ask you on the for this concession lease, do we provide or is it negotiable for any type of housing up there? That we think you'd have to have somebody that's going to come in and do that and close to it. And I didn't know, I mean, with everything across the street being full, is that something we would consider to get the right person in there?
Mr. Olson, we don't have a housing option up there right now. Not sure what our options may be. Certainly something that, you know, something to consider. I haven't had that idea brought forward to me yet. So, yeah, if something made sense, I think we're open to just about anything up there that makes that successful or that we can be a part of the success up on the Spring Creek Peninsula. So if that's a deal breaker or a deal maker, we'd be more than happy to discuss some options.
Very well. With that, if there's no other questions, I'd entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Is there a motion?
Second.
And a second, discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Scott.